Say, 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 hey, hey now, baby. Oh, mama, don't play now, baby. Say, 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 hey, hey now, baby. So let's go on things straight now, baby. Tell me if you love me.
Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Adam.
And this is Connor.
And today we have a really sexy topic.
Yeah, this one is about appliances.
Okay, household appliances.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, what is an appliance?
What is an appliance? It's not quite furniture.
Right. But it's not always like a machine or something.
Right. Uh-huh. So basically today we have a dialogue between a husband and a wife. They need to buy some appliances.
Right.
So I think by listening to this dialogue, we'll probably get a pretty good idea of what exactly an appliance is.
Right, and there are a lot of vocabulary items in this one, so why don't we take a listen?
All right. Honey, what kind of appliances are we looking for before we move into our new place?
Well, we need to get a new fridge as well as a washer and dryer.
Doesn't the apartment come furnished?
It's only partially furnished. I want a front-loading washer, so we at least need to find that.
Okay, so how much do they go for?
Well, if we go to a big store like Costco, we can get them cheaper.
Why don't we just order it online?
We need to measure it to make sure it'll fit. Plus, I like to see things in person first.
Ah, okay. Is there a dishwasher pre-installed?
Oh, we can just move ours over there.
Okay. Are there any other appliances we need to find?
I don't think so. We have all the basics like coffee maker and microwave.
Maybe we could buy a new rice cooker or an oven.
I don't think so. We'll be over our budget.
So we just heard a dialogue with a lot of vocabulary items about appliances.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's a husband and a wife, and they're going to move into a new place.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And of course, the husband asks what kind of appliances.
Yes.
So are we cool on appliances yet, guys? Again, it's not furniture.
Right.
It's not the sofa. Mm-hmm. It's not a table. Mm-hmm. But it's probably going to be things that you use in your home.
Right. So it could be a device or a machine.
Okay.
There are electrical appliances, household appliances, and these are all the things that make your life more comfortable.
They sure do.
Right. And when you move into a new place, you need to make sure that your new place, your new apartment, your house has these things.
Right. So, okay, move into, it's just move. You guys know move.
Yeah.
One thing, we don't say move house or move apartment.
Right.
It's always move into a new apartment or move into a new house.
Right. We don't say I'm moving my house.
Yes.
You can't do that.
I mean, you could. I guess
we
you
understand.
Could.
Yeah.
But okay. So the first appliance we hear is one of the most common. It's the fridge.
The fridge. Yeah. This is, oh man, if we didn't have these, I don't know what we would do.
Mm.
Yeah. So this, of course, maybe you guys have seen this. This just means refrigerator.
And like nobody says refrigerator.
No.
Right?
No, it's too long. It's a mouthful.
Yeah, exactly. I'm thinking even my parents and grandparents like also said fridge.
Yeah. So it is slang, but it's really old slang already.
Right.
So you can say this too.
Okay. So the next appliances on our list are a washer and dryer.
Right. So you'll always see these together most of the time, unless one is broken and you have to repair it. Those are for your clothes, your laundry.
So you might know washer as a washing machine, but you can just call it a washer.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And a dryer could be a drying machine.
Would you say drying machine?
Probably not, actually.
Yeah, it's weird because washing machine is fine. Like, you know, I'm thinking about the washing machine I have in my apartment. It's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
But I would never say drying machine. So washer and dryer. Especially if you are talking about them together.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like this. So then the husband has a question. Doesn't the apartment come furnished?
Furnished. Mm-hmm. Sounds a lot like furniture, doesn't it?
Yeah. So we get this word furniture from this word furnish. And it just means to put furniture in a room.
Right. So when you go to rent a new apartment, if it's furnished, then it's got all the stuff already.
Exactly. Yeah. And what about this word come here?
Yeah. The apartment isn't like coming over. Like you're going to the apartment.
Right. Exactly. This just means included.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you know, I got a new apartment a few months ago. It came furnished. What else did it come with? It came insured. It came painted, I guess.
So in this case, it's come adjective, but you can say, like you said, nouns, it comes with a, you know, carpet or something like that. Guys, this is our grammar point for today. So check out the grammar section for more information about using come with.
Okay. So back to the dialogue. The wife says it's only partially furnished.
Yeah, partially. This is a great word. You can see the word partial in there.
Just a part.
Yeah, a part. Yeah, even the word part in there. Yeah. And this just means some, but not totally.
Yes, exactly. So partially furnished probably means there's a table. Maybe there's some chairs.
Yeah.
But it's not going to have everything.
Right. The opposite of this word is totally.
Totally furnished.
And one thing that the wife wants is a front-loading washer.
Okay, so if you guys are thinking about your washing machines, they basically only come in two styles.
Right.
One is a top-loading, and one is a front-loading.
Right, so there's another word for this. It's also called a drum type.
Okay.
Yeah, because it looks like a drum.
Looks like a drum.
Yeah.
Okay, so front-loading washer. I mean, I don't like them because they lock.
They lock. You can't open it up.
You forget, because I always forget, you know, to throw a shirt into the washer or a pair of socks.
It's too late.
It's too late.
Yeah, but they do use less water, I think, is what I know. That's why they're popular.
Okay, so the question then, the husband asks, is how much do they go for?
Right, yeah, go for it. They're not going anywhere.
No.
So this is just a common expression when you're asking about prices. How much do they cost usually?
Right. Yeah. So how much does an open language membership go for?
Yeah, that means how much does it cost?
Right.
Okay, yeah. So for example, if there's something that you need, like a new pair of shoes, or if you're getting into a new hobby, like hiking, and you want to buy some hiking boots, but you don't know how much they go for, you can ask your friend, how much do hiking boots go for?
Yeah, especially if you're getting into a new hobby, you could ask, how much do used hiking boots go for?
Yeah, somebody used them already. So the husband suggests they can order it online.
It's cheaper.
It's cheaper, yeah.
But there's a problem.
Yeah. They got to measure it.
Yeah, I mean, this is why I don't like buying stuff online, because I like to measure things first. Use, you know, a ruler, maybe a tape measure, just to see how big it is.
Because they have to make sure it will fit.
Exactly.
Also, she says plus, which just means also. She likes to see things in person.
This is my other thing too. I just you look online, it looks so nice, but it's just when you go to the store and you see it in person, you see it with your own eyes,
face to face,
then it just seems like it's more real.
Exactly. Like, for example, if you're talking to your friend and you're having a serious conversation by text on your smartphone, or with your girlfriend or boyfriend, that's not a good idea. So
you want to do that in person.
Yeah, in person for sure. The husband has a lot of questions.
He does.
Is there a dishwasher pre-installed?
Okay, dishwasher. Geez, Connor, what does a dishwasher do?
Does it wash your clothes?
One good thing about dishwasher, though, is you would never say dishwashing machine.
Right. It's always just like that, dishwasher.
Dishwasher.
So it can be a little confusing if you say washer. Just if you say dishwasher, it's for your dishes.
Right.
If you don't say anything before it, it's for your clothes.
For your clothes, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what about pre-installed then?
Mm-hmm. So we have this, well, first of all, this lesson is pre-intermediate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So pre, it just means before.
Right.
Or in advance.
In advance. Mm-hmm. So having a dishwasher pre-installed is pretty great because unlike other appliances, you need to connect it to the water to the electricity.
And that is a pain.
It's a pain.
Yeah. So installed. If something is installed, you put it in and you prepare it so it's ready.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
You might have seen this with computer programs.
You always install computer programs. There's lots of things in your home you would also install.
Yeah.
Like we mentioned the dishwasher.
Right.
But you could also say, would you install a washing machine?
Oh, you could install a washing machine.
It's for bigger things.
Right. Yeah. It's for bigger things when preparing it is not so easy.
Right.
Sometimes you need an expert to come and do that for you.
Now, kind of the opposite of expert is the basics.
Ah, yes, very good. So the wife says, we don't need any other appliances. We just need the basics.
The basics. Mm-hmm.
Now, you notice there's an S on the end of that word.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's a noun.
It's a noun.
Yeah. Basic is usually an adjective.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If you say this, it just means, you know, the basic things.
The things that you need. Mm-hmm. You don't need a dishwasher.
Right.
You know, you don't need a washing machine or a dryer. They're very useful. Mm-hmm. But, for example, if I did not have a coffee maker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that would be terrible.
Yeah, yeah. For me, that would be the basics as well. So, like, for example, if you're learning English, first you need to learn the basics of English. Mm. If you're traveling in an English-speaking country.
Right, exactly, exactly. So back to coffee maker for a second. I'm only thinking about this because I did not have coffee filters this morning.
Oh,
so I couldn't use my coffee maker.
Oh,
it was really terrible.
Oh, that would be a frightening experience.
It was just so bad.
Yeah.
But because there's so many different types of coffee makers, you will also find there are many words for the same thing.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Coffee machine.
Coffee machine, coffee maker, yeah. You might see espresso maker, coffee drip, all these words. Coffee maker is just the basic.
That's the basic one.
The basic one that's in most houses.
Because in China, I had what is called a French press.
Oh, I love the French
presses. Yeah, they're really good. Mm-hmm. But it's not a machine.
Right.
So
right.
You couldn't call it a coffee machine. It's just a coffee maker.
Right. The maker that needs to plug into the wall, like electricity. It needs an electricity. What also needs electricity is the microwave.
The microwave. Mm-hmm.
Now, this this is an amazing invention.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is just where you heat up your food very quickly.
Yes, 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 yes.
Popcorn, pizza.
Rice.
Yeah.
Delicious rice.
Yes, yes.
Hey, speaking of rice, we also have a rice cooker.
Right. Now, these are not so common in North American households.
Right.
But they are great if you like rice.
I have all the basics, and my apartment is, it came furnished.
Yeah.
But I don't have a rice cooker.
Oh, okay.
And you know, sometimes you are cooking rice and you kind of forget how much water, how long.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's much better when you can just put in the water, put in the rice.
Yeah.
Turn it on.
And it's ready all day long.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, for me, I do like rice, but I don't eat it enough at home to get a rice cooker.
Ah, yes, 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 yes. Coffee maker, rice cooker. Now, the next one is something that is not always super common in Asia.
Right, that's right. This is the oven. And I think the reason is because in North America, we do a lot of baking.
Baking, yeah.
Yeah. So this is that big thing under your gas range or your stove?
Right. Mm-hmm. So this confused me when I was a kid because the stove or the range is on top.
On the top,
But the oven is like the box.
Yeah, that's a good expression, the box underneath. So in the oven, you can make a cake, you can bake, you know, delicious desserts or even a turkey.
Sure.
For Thanksgiving dinner.
No, be careful here, guys, because I have heard a few people say oven. It's just like of, the word of.
Mm-hmm. Oven.
Oven.
Yeah, yeah. Put it in the oven. So this is the husband's idea to get a new rice cooker or an oven, but there's a problem here. They don't have enough money.
Yeah, if they do that, they will be over their budget.
Right. So when you're buying household appliances, when you're moving into a new place, you have to be careful of your budget, the money that you spend.
Right, right. Because if you go over the budget, it means you have spent way too much.
Yeah, yeah. So like what you should try to do is stay within your budget.
Or even go under.
Under your budget,
if you can, you know, get all of these appliances, the rice cooker, you know, the washer, the dryer.
Yeah.
If you can get that all under budget,
yeah,
well then, hey, you are laughing.
Right, so it's great to plan in advance.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's listen to that one more time.
All right. Honey, what kind of appliances are we looking for before we move into our new place?
Well, we need to get a new fridge as well as a washer and dryer.
Doesn't the apartment come furnished?
It's only partially furnished. I want a front-loading washer, so we at least need to find that.
Okay, so how much do they go for?
Well, if we go to a big store like Costco, we can get them cheaper.
Why don't we just order it online?
We need to measure it to make sure it'll fit. Plus, I like to see things in person first.
Ah, okay. Is there a dishwasher pre-installed?
Oh, we can just move ours over there.
Okay. Are there any other appliances we need to find?
I don't think so. We have all the basics like coffee maker and microwave.
Maybe we could buy a new rice cooker or an oven.
I don't think so. We'll be over our budget.
Okay, Connor, I have talked about my apartment a few times. I like my apartment, so I like talking about it. But what about your place?
Well, you know, I also have all the basics. However, I don't have a microwave.
Really?
Yes. You know, it's kind of funny. My roommate, he likes more natural things. Mm. And we have space for one. I just never really, I don't reheat food very much.
Right.
If I need to, I put it in the oven.
Put it in the oven.
Yeah.
A lot of people think the microwave is unsafe. I don't know if it's safe or unsafe.
Mm-hmm.
I think some people just, they want to believe that it's unsafe.
Yeah. I think from what I've read, it's fine. It's not unsafe.
It's not unsafe.
Right.
I don't want to use it every day.
Right. Yeah.
All day long.
Yeah. You don't want to put your eyes in front of it all day long.
And never, never, never put metal into it.
Right. Yes. That's the thing you do not want to do unless you want to get rid of it. Unless you want to put it in the garbage. Yeah. So why don't you let us know, what did your apartment come furnished with, or was it furnished?
That's right. And what kind of appliances were inside of it?
Mm-hmm. And maybe let us know your favorite appliance or ones that you can't live without.
Coffee maker.
For sure. Yeah. So we look forward to seeing those comments, and we'll talk to you later.
All right, bye, guys.